This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you're great. I hope you're well. I hope you are all of the amazing things. This is when the show gets started. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. We got a lot to get into. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Boncher. Yeah, I've been gone. I wasn't here yesterday. Boncher, was I here on Friday? I can't keep up.
You were not.
Here. On Friday?
Oh, you're in.
Yeah, I was here Friday. I missed out on yesterday. Missed out on talking about all that football on Sunday. Phillip Rivers is back. Patrick Mahomes is out. Micah Parsons is out. Last night, we had a crap Monday Night Football game, or at least if you're a fan of the Dolphins. They stunk last night. Tua Tagovailoa not able to do anything until garbage time. And so we got a lot to discuss from all the injury. We got other guys hurt, too. Davante Adams still busted up. Talk about Chris Paul. Boncher, don't we have Dr. David Chow joining us later in the show?
We do. 8:40.
Yeah, he'll be here later on, 8:40 Eastern Time. 5:40 Pacific. We'll talk about all these injuries. I mean, he used to be the doctor for the Chargers, so we'll get his thoughts on all these injuries. How about this? Next hour, we'll have a conversation with Will Graves, who covers all things Pittsburgh Steelers for the Associated Press, because the Steelers, they ran over the Dolphins last night. And I guess for another week, people can shut the hell up about firing Mike Tomlin. Mike McDaniel of the Dolphins, we've talked about firing him all season. I don't care about a 4-game winning streak. And now he's talking about potentially, not firing Tua Tagovailoa, but telling him to go ahead, sit down, and take a seat. The NBA Cup is tonight. Did you notice? Yeah, the New York Knicks are going to be in action against the San Antonio Spurs. That should be a fun one. We got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. You want to be part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Can't believe NBA Cup is here, damn it. Got Christmas next week, Thursday. Year is just flying on by. We got teams that seasons are officially becoming a wrap. They're getting cooked like the Dolphins last night. Now we know the same thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's like, damn, their season ends and Mahomes goes down. It's just there's a lot of bad things happening. There's a bad juju in the air. Botch, I thought this time of year was the most wonderful time. They made a song about it.
Not really. I think that's only for the Christmas Day. Other than that, I'm fighting for my life, trying not to break my back from ice on the sidewalk.
Okay. Yeah, it's not the most wonderful time of the year. Unless you're Mariah Carey or you're Hallmark. I don't know. Do people still buy cards anymore? Do they just send text messages? I have no idea. But not the most wonderful time of the year for some individuals. We're going to get into Patrick Mahomes, as I mentioned. We'll have a conversation with Dr. David Chow. He'll join us later on in the show. There's a lot of injuries here at the NFL or in the NFL, but this is the nature of the beast. It is the nature of the game. People are running around outside like they're missiles, and just folks are bound to get hurt. Unfortunately, it's the cost of doing business. It is inevitable. One thing that is not going to happen, can't say it's inevitable, but it ain't going to happen, the Dolphins getting into the postseason. I was not here last night, but I did have a chance and an opportunity to see part of the game between the Steelers and the Dolphins. And if you watch the first half of that game, it sucks for you because we didn't get things picked up until the second half. Unfortunately for the Miami Dolphins, they didn't get anything picked up until, damn it, garbage time in the fourth quarter. The Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. The Steelers, well, they're sitting at the top of the AFC North. Good for them with an 8-6 record. Looks like Mike Tomlin's going to have another year over 500. You know, a lot of Steeler fans will probably want to rip their hair out about that. Too bad. But for the Miami Dolphins, and we'll get into the Steelers, well, let's also be real. We're going to have plenty of weeks to talk about the Steelers, okay? Oh, Botcher, not really, right? My last day's Monday, right? Monday?
Yeah. Our last day, yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about it casually. But the Steelers are going to be at the forefront of people's brains for a long time. The Miami Dolphins are going to be at the forefront of people's brains for all the wrong damn reasons, because they have been eliminated from the postseason. Mike McDaniel has been on the hot seat all year long, despite Miami going on this four-game winning streak that was snapped last night. And now there's conversations about Tua Tagovailoa, one of these $50 million quarterbacks, about whether or not he's going to be benched. He threw two meaningless touchdowns to Darren Waller last night in the fourth quarter. He threw another interception. And now Tua Tagovailoa leads the entire NFL with 15 total interceptions. You can't trust this guy to do a damn thing. And so for the Miami Dolphins, what's up next for them? Well, they take on another team that can't go to the postseason. That's Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And then even last night, watching Tua run around in the cold, he's never won a game, ever, in his entire NFL career where the temperature was below 40 degrees. Now, I live in Atlanta, and it's been cold as hell down here, but I grew up in the Northeast. You know, telling me about some damn temperatures, you know, if you tell me it's 39 degrees outside, I'm going to go, okay, that sounds okay to me. That ain't freezing my ass off temperatures. But for Tua Tagovailoa, he cannot win a game past that or below 40 degrees. And so Tua spoke last night, and he says, yeah, my feelings are hurt. Yeah, this sucks. Yeah, not going to the playoffs is horrific. Listen to him.
It is tough. We got to play better ball if we want to win games against good teams. And, yeah, I mean, it's disappointing we didn't get the outcome we wanted to and everything that goes on with the playoffs. But when you start the season the way we did, you know, we made it hard on ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, is it a coincidence that Tyreek Hill goes down and the team continues to stink? Is it a coincidence that even while he was there, these Miami Dolphins, they stunk? No, it's not. I don't have faith in Tua. I don't. I'm happy that he's making a lot of money. But there's always the concern that if he takes one hit, his career's over, especially given his history of head injuries and then his size. I mean, there were issues about his durability when Tua Tagovailoa was coming out of college. So there's not a damn thing surprising going on now, except for the fact he might have to ride the pine. What? Well, first of all, he was sitting on that heated pine yesterday, that heated bench, because we know Tua, he does not like the cold weather. He'll tell you. Yesterday, Mike McDaniel says, man, we can't make up excuses about the cold.
I don't think the weather was a factor. I think their team outperformed us in critical situations. That we lost the turnover battle, which we were 6-1 winning it. They were 6-1 winning it as well, so we knew it would come down to that.
Man, get out of here with that. He might as well have called Tua out by name. Tua leading the NFL with 15 interceptions. What are we doing out here, Tua? Tua can't hold on to the ball. And so today, Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. And typically, a lot of the questions surround his own job security. That's where the focus normally is. Today, he had to answer questions about Tua's job security. And he basically said that Tua, he hasn't lived up to what we all expected from him.
There's been a lot of things at play. I wouldn't pinpoint exactly this, that, or the other. I just know that at this stage of the season, my expectation was that we'd have a better performance. And, you know, you look inward and you look at what you can control and how you can affect it. And sometimes that's that can, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly. You just really you really have a standard. And when that standard's not being met, you know, something's got to give. And, you know, we're looking for clarity on that because it's you know, not where I want it to be.
Oh, we're looking for clarity. Well, how do you find that clarity? When you have to pay your quarterback, on average, $53 million a season, Tua Tagovailoa is one of the most highly paid quarterbacks in the entire game. Just think about that for a minute. If you're sitting around going, oh, yeah, Dak Prescott is making more than anybody at $60 million a year. Tua's at 53. What are we doing? Like, what world is this? Tua is not that good, folks. The Miami Dolphins are pretty much stuck with this guy. His contract runs through 2028. And let's be honest. Mike McDaniel, it was his job to come through here and work with Tua Tagovailoa. And so the question was asked by a reporter, okay, you said all of that about him not living up to expectations. Are you going to put him on the bench?
I know you've always said consistently you're going to play the quarterback who you think gives you the best chance to win. Is that in your mind still Tua, or are you considering a quarterback change this week?
Well, I think the quarterback play last night was not good enough. And so for me, everything's on the table.
Everything is on the table. Damn. That's rough. Okay, well, Tua can't be happy about that. And you're paying him all this money, $53 million a year. Zach Wilson, by the way, is the backup quarterback. You might have seen Zach Wilson doing nothing for the Denver Broncos. You might have seen him throwing interceptions for the New York Jets. And now he's just waiting for Tua Tagovailoa to suck so he can get his next chance and opportunity. You want to tell me that Zach Wilson is not, you know, rooting for Tua Tagovailoa's failure? I mean, even if they're friends, or even if they get along in the locker room, Zach Wilson is going to want to play. He's going to want to show that he can be a starter in the NFL and that he deserves another chance or an opportunity. So Mike McDaniel, Tua's making all this money. He's not special?
We have to have, you know, a certain standard at each position. All positions are the same. There's no one entitled to preferential treatment. And when there's a better option, we have to, you know, it's my job to attack that. So, you know, I think there's still a lot left in the day. Like I said before, 14 hours removed from the game. So, you know, I don't trivialize any decision I make, particularly, you know, one where someone touches the ball every play. So, there's multiple things that have to be thought through, but ultimately we need to have better play at that position.
There are three games left. You just came off of a 4-game winning streak. Good for you. I mean, who believed in him after starting 1-6? Does it make sense to put somebody else out there? Maybe in the last game, maybe in the final game. They do have to go up to New England. If you don't want to put two out on a field and you want to go ahead and give Zach Wilson a look, then do it then. But I see no reason. With three games left in the season, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, and New England, that you would just sit down to a. Why do you want the stress? Why do you want the drama? I think, if anything, all you want to do is go out there and put the guy on notice. Listen, man, ain't no guarantee that you're going to be the starter. We may have to sit you down. He may sit him down at a half. And maybe he says, I'm going to wait, because anything that Mike McDaniel does, he's going to have to answer for it later. Why did you do that? He's tied to Tua Tagovailoa. This quarterback is his. It's his job. It was his project to go out there and decide and try their best to work things out. But ultimately, the Miami Dolphins have looked stale. Okay, they look stale. There ain't nothing that you're going to do to, I was going to say spice them up, but I think, Bacha, you touch a dolphin, it's illegal, right? You can't spice up a dolphin.
Oh, I know if you work at SeaWorld. Oh, okay. Spice up? Yeah, no. You can't mess with them. They're
leave
safe.
The dolphins. And what are they, a protected species or something? I don't know.
Endangered, maybe.
Are dolphins endangered?
Maybe. The numbers are dwindling, I think.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine a world with no dolphins?
Miami Dolphins, yes.
Well, Miami Dolphins, yes. Real dolphins, no. That'd be horrific, no?
Be odd.
Gotta save the animals. Humans out here just destroying anything. But outside of that, Dolphins got three games left. Tua's been put on notice. Yeah, you got a contract for a couple more seasons after this, but you may not see that through. But if I'm Mike McDaniel, I don't want the drama. Now, we've heard it a lot. Mike McDaniel, he's been on the hot seat. But he made it through the whole season already so far while the GM got fired. He's going to make it through the rest of the season. I'd be shocked at this point if he's one of these coaches that get fired the day after the season ends. I don't see that happening for Mike McDaniel. And so he was actually asked about Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. This guy owns the Dolphins, and he owns like half of New York City as well. He got a lot of money. Mike McDaniel was asked what the owner thinks about the quarterback. That's a unique one.
Bottom line is, like everybody else, he wants to win football games, is disappointed when we don't. But, you know, I think that the biggest thing is that my job, as he's hired me to do it, is to do the best thing for the football team. So a lot of times that's doing the hard thing. But regardless, it's always with that same best interest in mind, which is what gives us the best chance to win the game, whoever the next opponent is.
Oh, and that's sweet. Isn't that sweet? Oh, that's so... just go out. Might as well kiss your boss's ass. What else is he going to say? Yeah, he wants to win just like all of us. Well, you know what? I've never woke up and heard anybody say, you know what I want to do today? Lose. Unless it was going to be, mutually or financially beneficial. You know, going out there throwing a game. Things that you're not supposed to do. But even in that case, you're trying to win. I've never heard anybody say, I want to get up and lose. Stephen Ross is no different. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be gone one day. And I don't know when the case is going to be, but so is Mike McDaniel. I'd be shocked if he got another chance, another crack at the quarterback position to try to develop a new one. What did you prove with Tua? That he could be accurate, that he could get hurt, but then that he can fall flat and stale? He's not physically gifted. It's the same Tua Tagovailoa who sat in front of the media and almost for one whole month-long stretch put his foot in his mouth every time he spoke. I'm not as talented as Josh Allen. He's bigger and faster and stronger. What a way to make yourself sound like a wimp. A wimpy quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when he opens up his yap, he knows how to put his foot in it. Okay, good luck to the Dolphins. Not this year, because they're cooked. Okay, good luck against Joe Burrow. And why the hell not? Put Zach Wilson out there for the season finale. I don't care about Zach or Tua Tagovailoa. But I want to see Zach Wilson throw 5 touchdowns in one game. So everybody can look at Tua and just go, we got to sit his ass down. Okay, we need to sit him down. Let's see what happens. The Dolphins' final game for the season is going to be against the New England Patriots. But they got 3 more games left. The Cincinnati Bengals, they are up next. Damn. Good luck, Tua. I don't even think he's all that passionate about football to stick around long-term anyway. Go count your money soon, man, okay? Anyway, to talk about the Steelers, a team that actually won, we're going to be joined by Will Graves from the Associated Press. He'll be here with us next hour. I told you about all these injuries that have gone down in the NFL. Michael Parsons out, ripped up his knee. You got Patrick Mahomes out, ripped up his knee. We'll have that conversation with Dr. David Chow. He'll be here with us in a little more than 2 hours. And you know what? When we come back on the other side of the break, you know, let's continue this theme about quarterbacks and putting your foot in your mouth. Because apparently Ben Roethlisberger, he put his foot in his mouth about the Steelers. We'll hear what Ben Roethlisberger had to say about Mike Tomlin. We'll talk about these injuries. Mahomes and now Michael Parsons. Jaden Daniels is out for the year. He ain't coming back following that elbow injury. There's a lot that we need to get into. Just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, right before we went to break, we talked about the possibility of Tua Tagovailoa getting benched. Head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniel, said he's not living or playing up to the expectations, and he's no different than anybody else on the football team. You ain't carrying your weight, and you could get sat down. We'll see how things work out for Tua. Up next for the Miami Dolphins, who've been officially eliminated from the postseason, they take on another team officially eliminated from the postseason. That is the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. So we'll see what happens. At least Tua, if he's benched, he won't have too much of an opportunity to go out there and put his foot in his mouth. It's something that he's known to do. So We'll keep you up to date on everything with the Miami Dolphins as things continue on. Speaking of updates, congratulations to the team that won yesterday. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers actually played the Dolphins, and they beat them. They did. Aaron Rodgers went out there and threw two touchdowns. Had himself a good old game. He looked vintage running around out there playing in the cold. Good for him. You got these Steelers now have a record of 8-6. They're at the top of the AFC North as the Ravens just look cooked right now at this point in time. And they were able to do it without T.J. Watt, who I will remind you, this guy caught a needle in the lung last week. Okay? A dry needle. It's to help his blood circulation and recovery. And somebody screwed up, apparently. And so he's out. We don't know how long he's out. But Mike Tomlin says, yeah, I'm glad our defense still held it down. We didn't have T.J. Watt, but we beat him up.
We got a lot of confidence in our edge group as a collective. And so we're not surprised when they play well. You know, we view Herbert as starter-like, certainly. I'm excited about the bright side and the future of Jack Sawyer. And so, like, not surprised that they're able to step in and hold the standard.
Okay, that's some high praise for your guys not named T.J. Watt, but of course you still want T.J. Watt back ASAP, don't you?
Man, also would be excited to get T.J. back, and I texted him pregame just to let him know that he was missed, and I'm sure he's excited about getting back around his teammates sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell somebody you miss him. People take that for granted. Tell somebody, love him and tell him you love him and you miss him if you can, okay? It's the holiday season. Anyway, there have been a lot of people who want Mike Tomlin to go missing as a head coach of the Steelers. They want to get him the hell up on out of there. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. You had James Harrison saying that he needs to go and coaching's not good. You even had Ben Roethlisberger saying, oh, he should go over to Penn State. Well, guess who was in the house yesterday? Ben Roethlisberger. And he spoke to the media and he made a little bit of an adjustment on his comments. Listen to this.
I don't think I say anything negative, and just because I said that, you know, there's a time for like maybe some new thing, that's just saying that I think, you know, Coach Tomlin, if he wants to move on, he has every right to want to move on. It's not they should, it's up to him, you know, and he's earned that right, and that, you know, if he wants to go do something else, he can and should, and we should honor him when that time comes, whenever that is. Maybe he wants to coach you for another 10 years, that's fine too.
That's not how he posited his comments, okay? That's not what he said. He pretty much said that they, as in both entities, it might be best for both of them to part ways. And now he's standing in front of the media just go, oh, no, I met Mike Tomlin. If Mike Tomlin wants to leave, if Mike Tomlin wants to move on, and then he can go ahead and do so. Now you stand in front of the media, you sing a different tune. And that's one of the things with these podcasts. There's so many podcasts out now, hosted by so many athletes saying so many things, they go unchecked. There's no pushback. These athletes are sitting around and they got their buddies and their buddies' buddies who are just on payroll. Everybody's happy to be there. And there's never a point in time where someone goes, you know what? That's probably wrong. Like, we get a lot of cases where you get banter and guys are screaming and arguing back and forth. But in most cases, you can just say whatever you want without somebody questioning you. That's called balance. That's called journalism. And in the world that we live in right now, you can just pretty much say anything. And if you say it enough times, people will just believe you. That's the unfortunate world that we live in right now. So I'm not surprised to hear Ben Roethlisberger try to clarify or, dare I say, even walk back his comments. It is a par for the course. Maybe he'll continue on with his footballing podcast. Bacha, have you ever listened to the Ben Roethlisberger podcast?
Besides for me cutting clips from it, talking about Tomlin, no. I don't.
Same here.
I just don't see why. Like, I get if you're a Steelers fan, you want to listen to it, but as an outside fan looking in, Ben Roethlisberger was good to great. He won games, but like, am I going to listen to him over, I don't know, like Tom Brady or someone else? Probably not.
Yeah, man, I don't give a damn. I'm not listening to Ben Roethlisberger. I see and hear the same clips that you do. I'm like, oh, Ben Roethlisberger says something crazy. Let's go ahead and utilize that clip. But nah, and I'm not taking anything out of context. What comes out of your mouth comes out of your mouth. But to sit down and listen to, what, an hour and 90 minutes of him? No, thank you. Decline. So not a surprise that he spoke to the media and he changed his tune. Speaking of someone who talks to the media and says crazy things, Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. Things are looking good. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers are looking like they're on their way to the postseason again. And Aaron Rodgers says, yeah, it's been a while since I've seen what the playoffs look like. Listen to this guy.
22, we were 4-8 at one point. We won four straight and gave ourselves a chance. 23, I played four plays. 24, we weren't very good. So it's been a while since been a part of stuff like this. Nothing changes. It's just, you know, I feel real comfortable in this environment.
Yeah, that's what happens when you play for the Jets, or not play for the Jets, as he certainly went out there in detail. And I guess one thing he's also enjoying, you think about this Steelers roster, it's a bunch of guys slapped together right now. The Steelers are a team in transition. Think about this. They're a team in transition, and they're still winning. And this is one of the reasons why I feel their fans always get disappointed. Their fans get upset with how things look, because they don't go completely into the toilet to come out on the other side and rebuild. So the Steelers are 8-6. They play Detroit next. God bless them. They get a chance to go inside. Aaron Rodgers goes back up into Detroit, where he's had plenty of battles, beating them up when he was a member of the Green Bay Packers. Detroit looking for some little get back. They just lost to the Rams, but I digress. The Steelers look good. They look fine. Aaron Rodgers used to be on the Jets. DK Metcalf used to be on Seattle. Damn it, they just picked Adam Thielen up off the street because he didn't want to be in Minnesota anymore. And so even Aaron Rodgers made it a point to say, yeah, we're just a bunch of freaks slapped together playing football.
It's kind of what I said after the game. There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which it makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. You know, Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. You know, Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So it says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
Oh, everybody just a cast off. Just a bunch of nobodies, huh? Well, what about you, Aaron Rodgers? Are you a nobody that nobody wanted?
Do you consider yourself one of those cast offs too?
No, I'm not a cast off.
Okay. All right. He's like, I'm a future Hall of Famer. Who do you think I am? Yeah, I might be older. I got a blown Achilles. I can't run around the way I used to. I can still play, but no, I'm not a cast off. Aaron Rodgers had to clarify that one. And unlike Ben Roethlisberger, he's not going to retract that statement. The guy's as full of himself as I think anybody that we've ever heard or seen. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, our producer Ryan Botcher, he just mentioned Tom Brady as someone you might want to listen to. Well, he's sitting around doing these broadcasts on Fox. But one thing Tom Brady said recently was some advice to Patrick Mahomes, who we know is, well, that man, ACL is gone, LCL is gone. He had surgery immediately to repair it. You know, let's hear what Tom Brady told Patrick Mahomes. We'll do that next break. We'll talk about Patrick. We'll get into Micah Parsons. Jaden Daniels also shut down for the season. Davante Adams is hurt. This is a lot of people, all types of busted up. But we got so much going on in the world of sports, not just the NFL. To get an update on it all, it is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. How about this? This is a good time to tell you about the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission, and this week, it's Derwin James of the Chargers. Okay, this guy went out there and took on the Kansas City Chiefs. He picked off Gardner Minshew, officially winning the game and knocking the Chiefs out of the playoffs for the first time since 2014. The Chargers, they are 10-4. And it looks like they're going to the postseason. Now, we know what happens when the Chargers get to the postseason. They can typically choke. Harbaugh's second year. Okay, let's see if things are different, you know, this go around. And with those Kansas City Chiefs officially being eliminated, we know the bigger, larger deal and issue is the fact that Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL in that game. He also tore his LCL in that game. And just bad. He's one of my favorite players to watch. I know a lot of people cannot stand the Kansas City Chiefs. You can look at all the winning that they've done over the past several years. There were people that kind of basked in the fact that they lost in the Super Bowl earlier this season against the Philadelphia Eagles. But if you've been paying attention, you know that Patrick Mahomes had his surgery right away. They got down to brass tacks, and there's a possibility, and then we'll have this conversation with Dr. David Chow later on in the show, there's a possibility that we'll see Patrick Mahomes at the start of next season. Typically, there's a 9 to 12 month recovery process. And who wouldn't want to see Patrick Mahomes out there? The Chiefs are done. There won't be a postseason. There won't be a Super Bowl. I know people in Kansas City will be miserable for the next several weeks. But what are you going to do? They ain't going to the postseason? Well, Patrick Mahomes might as well start his offseason earlier, even though he has to go through all of this damn rehab. Andy Reid said, I'm not worried about him rehabbing. I know he's going to get after it.
Yeah, he'll attack it. And he, just like he does everything else, there have been pretty good quarterbacks that have had the same injuries and have done pretty well after they came back. So he'll get after it. And he's got good people here to rehab him.
Well, I mean, you talk about quarterbacks who suffered the same damn thing. Tom Brady suffered the same thing back in 2008 season. Yeah, his first game of the season, he got popped against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think Bernard Pollard got him, and he was out for the year. ACL and MCL. Patrick Mahomes got his ACL and LCL. And so Tom Brady been there, done that. This is what Tom Brady had to say about his rehab process, fixing that ACL.
It's a tough rehab. It's one of the toughest rehabs. I just remember every day pushing myself, and it's always the same amount of pain and discomfort, except you're making progress through that pain and discomfort, which is a hard psychological thing to battle. You feel like, God, every day it doesn't feel right, except you're gaining range of motion and you're gaining strength and you are on the road to recovery. So I wish him the very best.
Okay. You wish him the best. Do you have any advice for him? What would you say, Tom Brady?
The only thing you could do is focus on what's ahead of you and not look back and just say, okay, this is part of what my career is going to be. And a lot of people have gone through it and a lot of people have overcome it. You've just got to put as much diligence into the rehab process. And I always feel like the faster you rehab, the faster you can get back to practicing the sport that, you know, you love. I think sometimes people will pace themselves. Instead of training mode, they're in rehab mode. I think you got to get through rehab mode as fast as possible. And then you get back to training mode. But that requires an all-out commitment. And it's the same commitment that the great professional athletes make to be great at their profession. When you go through a rehab process, you need that same level of focus and determination.
Yeah, I mean, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. I mean, I've watched Patrick Mahomes. You've watched Patrick Mahomes. We've seen him sprain his ankles and high ankle sprains and knees and calves. And he can keep on going like the Terminator. He's just always running around. And I don't know, maybe in times he's going to have to slow it down. But that's part of his game. It's part of what has made Patrick Mahomes great. And I think if his past injuries have been or will be any indicator, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. I would not be surprised if he's not out there to start next season, or next September. I don't know. I'd be surprised if he was not available come, I want to say even the middle of September or maybe even October. Time will tell. Everybody is different. All the best to Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. It's going to be time for a reset. Nothing is always going to be, you know, daisies and roses. Sometimes you got to stomp through the crap and make some manure so you can kind of rebuild and grow things. So good luck to Patrick Mahomes. Somebody else that we saw go down, it's just like somebody else? Micah Parsons went down. And this really stinks because the Green Bay Packers traded for him to be a massive impact piece. They traded for him so they can get over the hump and go to the Super Bowl. I mean, having an edge rusher like Micah Parsons, if he's able to get hot, that is the type of player who can be a deciding factor as to whether or not your team just wins a Vince Lombardi. I mean, we can go back almost 10 years looking at a guy like Von Miller be a world-class wrecker at that point in time, you know, for the Denver Broncos. So, really stinks. Micah Parsons was traded, had to deal with all that drama with the Dallas Cowboys. Ultimately got himself a new contract, and now it's pretty much all for naught, at least this season, I believe, for the Packers. And unlike Patrick Mahomes, the latest update is Micah hasn't had the surgery yet.
Micah have the surgery yet, or has that been scheduled?
He's not, no. I don't know. I know, you know, he's about to have another child here pretty quick, so... Not that that is going to impact the specific timeline of the surgery, but he's down there dealing with that.
No, I mean, it certainly could. I mean, you're going to have surgery before after your kid is born. The other element is, and this we can certainly ask Dr. David Chow when he joins us later on, in a lot of cases, they want any type of inflammation or swelling to go down. Different strokes for different folks. We don't know the full details of what happened exactly in Micah Parsons' knee. Outside of, yeah, he also blew out his ACL. And so all the best to him. It just really stinks for the Packers. I looked at the Packers as a wild card opportunity. I can't even say a wild card. You know, they have their offense, has its ups, its downs. You don't know who's getting the ball. They spread it out. They've had a lot of injuries on offense. Now they've had this big injury on defense. I almost look at them and go, yeah, now I don't see you winning the Super Bowl. Micah Parsons on the team? I could see it. I think anybody who can see anything or understand logic or reason would understand why the Green Bay Packers, their chances and odds of now winning a championship have diminished enough for me just to go, okay, I'd be surprised if they go to a Super Bowl. Damn it, I'd be even more surprised if they win it. It just really, really sucks. And Matt LaFleur said, yeah, the players, who likes this? Nobody. It stinks.
Yeah, I mean, that's life in the National Football League, and it's an unfortunate part of our business. Obviously, like I said the other night, you never want to see anybody get hurt, whether certainly your own players, but even the opposition. So it's an unfortunate part of the game. And you just, the show goes on and you find out that very quickly. And like I said, you got to find a way and you got to have a good plan. And we got to just kind of bond collectively together and fight through it.
Yeah, curtains. Curtains, curtains, curtains. Damn. Bacha, am I exaggerating? I don't feel the same way about this team anymore.
I didn't have confidence in the Packers originally. I just didn't think they were healthy enough before this injury. And now they lose their best defensive player. Yeah, I don't see it. Unless Jordan Love becomes Superman. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's curtains. Curtains, curtains, curtains. Speaking of curtains, this team is not going to the postseason, okay? It is not happening. I'm talking about the Washington Commanders. Good for them. They just beat the New York Giants. They have a record now of 4-10. But one guy that you will not see for the remaining three games of the season for Washington happens to be Jaden Daniels. The Washington Commanders have said, sit down and get healthy. Because this guy done been busted up all year long, in and out the damn lineup. We saw that elbow injury where he dislocated it. We thought it was worse. He tried to come back and he re-aggravated it. Had to deal with all types of leg issues earlier on in the season. This just not has, it hasn't been the year for Jaden Daniels. And now we've gotten to the point of the season where the NFL is like, who just needs Sundays or Thursdays? Because we got games on Christmas. The NFL is like, whatever. We got NFL games on Saturday, if you didn't know. So Washington is going to be in action against Philadelphia. And Jaden Daniels will not be there. He won't be there for the Thursday game against Christmas. He will not end his season in Philadelphia again, you know, taking on the Eagles. He is finished. Marcus Mariota is going to get the start. And earlier today, Dan Quinn, he gave the rationale in telling him, sit down.
He wants to practice and he will practice. He also wants to support Marcus in a way that Marcus has demonstrated and helped him. And so, like, I thought that was significant.
What is he supposed to go? Whatever. I'm done for the season. I'm going on vacation. What are we doing here? I can't do that. He only played in 7 games this season. 7. I mean, you want to talk about just how volatile the NFL can be. Just last year, this at the time, rookie quarterback took his team to an NFC championship game. I don't think anybody looked at them and said, oh, my God, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. They lost to the Eagles, as we know, who ultimately became champions. But he had arguably, and not even arguably, he had the greatest rookie season of a quarterback in NFL history. He did. Flat, period. Just go and look it up. From his season statistics to as far as they went in the postseason, he had the best rookie year by QB ever. This year he's hurt, busted up all over the damn place. Only 7 games. 7 games. That's it. And so, good luck to him. Go out there and get healthy. Do like Patrick Mahomes. Come back next year. Maybe come back a little bit stronger. Put some meat on those bones. Dan Quinn says, can he get better, you know, without playing these 3 games? Listen to this.
It's hard, Scott, to do that. Like, I would agree, like, the best place to do it is in a game to grow. It's the very best. But that doesn't mean you can't squeeze every ounce of energy into the practice and working through some of the specific things that we want to do. And so that's what I would say. Like, we're always going to make the best decisions for, you know, the team and the player.
Always going to make the best decision for the team and the player. Best decision is to keep that damn guy happy or healthy. Happy and healthy. Bacha, which one's more important, healthy or happy?
Healthy leads to happiness.
Good idea. Smart man. Yeah, Jaden Daniels out for the rest of the season. 3 games left. Patrick Mahomes done until next year. Michael Parsons done until next year. And how about somebody else done? I'm going to tell you about somebody who just retired on the other side of the break. Also talk about the NBA Cup. So much to get into. It's the JR Sport B Show. Coast to Coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.